Hi, I'm Kat Yeh. My novel is The Way to Be from Little Brown Books for Young Readers.
Welcome to The Yarn, a School Library Journal production. I'm Travis Yonker. Last fall, Colby sat down with Kat Yeh to talk about her middle grade novel, The Way to Be. In this episode, you'll hear Kat talk about the curse of the second book, the importance of emotional truth in writing, and much more. This is the latest installment of our Unraveler series. In each episode, a book creator will take you inside one of their books. Their inspiration, fears, frustrations, epiphanies, the whole thing pulled apart. It's time to unravel The Way to Be.
Beatrix Lee. She's a 12-year-old girl who enters seventh grade at a bit of a loss. She's suddenly lost her main friend group, and all for just being who she is, which was a really joyful, exuberant artist and poet. And now that she finds herself alone, she sort of becomes invisible. And all the things that made her her, she starts to erase. Where she used to draw these beautiful murals of colorful free verse poems on the walls, she now has taken to only expressing herself through haiku, which is very strict and structured and has all these rules, and she only writes them in invisible ink. And then she takes the little scraps of paper that she writes them on, and she tucks them away into this secret hiding place in the woods and walks away thinking this is the only place where her feelings and her thoughts are and exist. And to her surprise, one day she realizes that someone has found them, has figured out how to make them visible, and is responding back. It's always interesting talking about where this idea came from, because as writers, you have this idea about writers. You always think that, we're up in this magical loft somewhere with our, plumage and our feathered pens writing incredible manuscripts, whereas a lot of the times we're just as lost as any kid doing homework. And this was my second middle grade novel. And after The Truth About Twinkie Pie, which took me 5 years to write, I was so excited and so thrilled that I had a book out there, because I never believed I could actually write a whole novel. And suddenly I was faced with writing the second one. And you may have heard that amongst writers we talk about the curse of the second novel. And I have to tell you, it's true. There is a curse. There's these expectations that you put upon yourself more than anybody else does. I felt lost, and I honestly didn't know how to be. I didn't know how to be that person. I didn't know how to be that author with a second book. And something I've learned through writing is that, and something that I teach to kids when I do workshops, is when you feel stuck or you don't know what to do, you embrace that exact moment and that exact emotion that you have, and you go with that. And so in the midst of feeling honestly anxious and not knowing how to be, I thought, I'm going to open up a blank page on my laptop and I'm going to start writing about that. Sometimes it feels awkward for me to say, oh, I felt lost and I felt anxious and I didn't know what to write. But there are other people who feel that way, and there are kids who are reading books who often feel that way. And so I know that when I write from that place, no matter what fiction I put around it, the emotional truth, the reality of that will ring true and will connect to readers. And so I started writing about feeling like I don't know how to be. And I came up with this girl who also did not know how to be. When I start a book, I know the end. The Truth About Twinkie Pie, I knew nothing about, but I knew how it ended. I knew the exact moment, I knew the feeling of the ending. With The Way to Be, I didn't have a magic moment like that, because I was coming from a place of loss, really, loss and kind of anxiety. And what helped me was opening that blank page and just harnessing that immediate and very, very now feeling that I was having, and just writing from there. And even though I ended up not using the passage that I wrote to start it off, what it did for me was it helped me find the voice. I am secretive by nature for many reasons. I was on this great panel this morning about writing from hard places, and it's hard for me to share things from my life that have happened because they're painful and because I'm just a little bit of a closed door when it comes to that. But I do find that I'm always willing and almost have a driving need to share the emotion behind what I've gone through or what I've felt. And I, in terms of sharing, because I'm not a sharer, I do tend to hide up in the lonely writer's garret and scribble away. And the first person to see it was my editor. I think I might have sent to my agent, I might have said to her, oh, I think my next book is about this. And she said, go for it. I think the hardest part is, and I'm getting better about this, is believing that people will connect to it. With Twinkie Pie, with The Truth About Twinkie Pie, as I was writing it, I was very aware of the quirkiness of Gigi's voice and some of her turns of phrase. And there were parts of me as I was writing thinking, oh, did people want to hear a voice that sounds like this? But it felt so, as much as it was her and I'm not her, she was so me. And I feel that what I write is so, so me. The hardest part is believing that somebody wants to hear or read about that part of you. Growing up, there weren't as many children's books for me. Of course, I read all of Judy Blume, but there weren't as many. And something that we talk about is a big topic of conversation, as it should be these days, is mirrors and windows. And I did not have mirrors at all growing up. The first semi-mirror I had was reading Amy Tan as a grown woman. So while I didn't get to see myself reflected out on the page or on the screen or on TV, I found that what I automatically did was I connected to the emotions in the book. And I think that's why I like talking about emotional truth so much, because of my own experience as a young girl. I couldn't find the books that had my exact experience or had my face or had my family in it, but I certainly could find feelings, and those are the things that I could connect to. My hope for The Way to Be is that it is whatever the reader needs it to be.
Thank you, Kat Ye, for the interview. Thank you, Philip Stead, for our theme music. Have an idea for the show? You can contact us via email at theyarnpodcast@gmail.com and visit us online at the School Library Journal website. I'm Travis Yonker. Thanks for listening.